Our Riverside Locker Room chat continues here tonight on KNZA. I'm Brandon Tammer. We're joined now by the Cyclones boys basketball coach. That is Tyler Herbster. It's brought to you by Euler Law Office and MCON. Talk about the win against Pea Ridge on Tuesday night. But, Coach, real quick, I want to go back to Friday. Last time we spoke, couple games. We had that game on 103.9. You go to Troy, certainly have an opportunity to win the game. It goes not into just one, but two overtimes. But Troy does get the win, 73-63. That was just a wild game across the board with a ton of ebbs and flows. I just kind of wanted to get your initial thoughts on that double overtime game at Troy.
Yeah, I thought we played pretty good. I mean, it's kind of nice when you come out and a couple shots fall for you pretty quickly, which didn't happen in our first game. But, I thought we played pretty good through three quarters. Once again, we foul. And, you know, I feel like we do a pretty good job defensively, not letting teams score easy baskets on us. But through the first two games, we put teams to the free throw line 30 times, and seems like a few minutes have ticked off each quarter, and we're already on, you know, we're already in the bonus because we're fouling so much. So, but I thought we played pretty good through three quarters. We got outscored 16-4 in the fourth quarter, which hurt. I think we made a basket pretty early on in the fourth quarter, so I feel like we probably got outscored 16-2 at the end of the game. So I don't know. We just went through a stretch where we turned the ball over for about a three-minute stretch where we didn't even get a shot up, and then when we did start breaking in, we did get some decent looks or easy shots. We didn't put them in, and then, you know, finally down the stretch, we went 3-for-12 from the free throw line, which didn't help anything, but I thought Troy did a pretty good job making it tough on us, and they have athletes that fly around, and they made most of their free throws. So, like I said, I think it'll be a fun time when we play them down at the end of the road, but overall, I was happy with at least our kids came out and played hard and did some good things.
And then you turn around rather quickly. Again, an exhausting double overtime game on the road, and then you got to go on the road again Tuesday night. But this time your team comes out with a 61-43 win. Had to be pleased with maybe how your team responded against Pleasant Ridge.
Yeah, you know, I was a little bit more nervous before this game than I was the Troy game. Our kids have not been very healthy. They've been hacking a lot. It looks like they could maybe use a day off or a break, to be honest with you, coming into the game. But once again, before I blinked, we were winning 6-0 off of almost two possessions. And I was watching Pleasant Ridge warm up, and I've watched them on film, and they have some good, strong-looking athletes that can move around a little bit. So I was a little bit nervous, but I was really pleased with the way our boys played. We pushed the ball down the floor really hard for the first half, and seemed like we either ended up with a layup or a turnover, and I think our kids slowly, I think what we learned the most about the game is keep pushing it, and if it's there, let's take the easy basket. But, you know, you're also a good team. If it's not there, let's not turn the ball over and set something up. So I thought the first quarter was just a little bit shaky because it was either a layup or a turnover, and then I thought the second, third quarter, I think we outscored them 20-5 in the third quarter because we really tried to focus in the third quarter, keep pushing it, but if it's just not there, let's try to get a good look at the basket, and that's what they did in the third quarter, and I could really tell that our kids figured something out in that game last night.
A real quick kind of schedule change, you know, for you guys is, most teams are closing out on Friday, but you guys are going to play at Oskaloosa on Saturday afternoon. Again, this was scheduled towards the end of the year, but with postseason times kind of, you know, being pushed up a little bit, that game was moved. So you guys get Oskaloosa on Saturday afternoon. This is an Oskaloosa team that got a win earlier this week. They had a kid go off for 30-plus points, I believe, if I remember correctly, but they beat McLouth 61-48. What's kind of the early thoughts on what your Saturday tilt is going to look like with Oskaloosa?
I think we're kind of finally getting to the point where, over the years, we've had to prep so much for how do you beat Nemaha Central? How do you handle Sabetha's big guy? You know, it's like we're constantly trying to figure out what we need to do to win or be competitive in basketball games. I like the fact now that I feel like in practice we can show up and just, what do we need to do to get better? You know, we can finally just, let's do what we do best and worry about ourselves and not always worry about the teams that we're playing. So honestly, I'm just hoping that we can continue to be better shooters, continue to not turn the ball over, you know, to value possessions. Oski, I got to watch him on film because I watched the Pleasant Ridge film and stuff like that. So I believe they're a young squad, a pretty young squad, but like I said, they seem that they can shoot pretty well, but hopefully we can get out and guard and get some hands in their faces and get out and run on Saturday. And I honestly think an extra day is probably going to help us with the way our kids haven't been feeling the best. So I'm excited, and hopefully we go out there and just play good and take it into break with a little bit of momentum.
Cyclones are 2-1 going into that matchup on Saturday afternoon. Again, it starts at noon. Maybe the girls around 1:30, boys maybe around 3. But, again, Riverside at Oskaloosa on Saturday afternoon. Coach, real quick, I'll get you out of here on this. What's your favorite Christmas movie?
I was going to say probably Die Hard.
Oh, okay.
Is that a good Christmas movie?
Now, some people would say that's not a Christmas movie.
I don't know. It's not a Christmas movie to me.
Okay. There it is. All right. It is. Good stuff.
All right.
Tyler Herbster there joining us again, brought to you by Euler Law Office and MCON Riverside at Oskaloosa on Saturday. Close out the 24 portion of the schedule. Coach, thanks again. We'll talk to you in 25.
All right. Thank you.